T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know who's not, who I suspect is not worried about that? The voice of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh!
The man, the legend.
The man himself.
The guy who prompts people around the Delaware Valley to turn down the volume on their TV set and tune into 94 WIP. It's pretty easy to match up. If I could learn to do it, anybody could. And then you get to hear the great pipes and description of one Merrill Reese. How are you, Merrill?
I am great. I just wish this day would pass quickly. I am ready to head to the stadium.
Right? Keep looking at the clock, right? Thinking, I wish tomorrow. Yep.
Enough of this.
Right? 2 weeks. Listen, it's good to have the bye, but makes you impatient.
It does. It does, especially since you haven't had one of these things in 4 years.
I know. Yeah. I know. So well and so much anticipated. All right. So, Merrill, the Eagles go in as the underdog. There's been a lot of talk this week how that's a motivating factor for them. Do you think it means anything?
No, I honestly don't. I think they went into Carolina on a Thursday night as underdogs, too, and they came up big in that game. You know, I don't think being an underdog or being disrespected means anything. I think what means something is that this team is in a playoff game. And if they win this game, they are one win away from the Super Bowl.
I know.
Who needs more motivation than
I know.
That? Forget all of that other stuff.
Oh, you are so, so, so correct. So correct. All right. It's been a terrific season. It really has been a fun ride that we want to continue. Clearly, the biggest worry right now is Nick Foles. You saw Nick Foles at his best. You've seen him at his worst. How do you project what we might get tomorrow?
I think you're going to see a game where the running game is heavily emphasized. I think you're going to see a lot of Jay Ajayi. And I think you're going to see Nick Foles in a position where he has to make some third and manageables. That's the key. Nick Foles is going to be fine if he's in a third and four, a third and five, or a third and three. But if Nick Foles consistently has to be in third and nine or third and 14, that's when it becomes difficult. If everybody does their job around Nick Foles and he has some routine third down throws to make, he's going to be fine. And I have also seen Nick Foles put the ball into some small pockets when he has to. He has been able to pinpoint his passes very, very well, and I've seen him do that many, many times.
I worry so much about his fear of pulling the trigger, Merrill. Have you seen in the past the sort of, you know, in his performances, the ups and the downs to where we could hope for a rebound here, you know, with 2 weeks under his belt? I mean, it was bad.
Yeah, but when everything breaks down around you and you keep going backwards and you find on one play they get it going and then you find it's brought back by holding or somebody jumps offside.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying that Nick is blameless, that he's looked particularly good these last couple of weeks. But, John, how about when he came in to the Los Angeles game, to the Rams game, at the most critical time and had to put it into that small window arranged by Nelson Aguilar,
right,
and he threw a rope.
Yeah.
That's what he can do.
Stood in there against the rush, took the hits, delivered the ball on time and accurately. I just feel like it's only gotten worse since. Now, but I do believe Doug Peterson and this staff with DeFilippo and Reich, I do believe they can customize it a little more and find out what he feels most comfortable doing. But I certainly believe that he needs to be aided with a heavy dose of Jay Ajayi. Is this the week that we finally get to see what Jay Ajayi can do with volume, Merrill?
Well, I think you do. I think you do. I think that there's no secret that Jay Ajayi has been playing on a shaky knee, and that you have to almost have a pitch count with him. But at this point of the season, there's no pitch count.
Yeah.
This point of the season, you play and you do what you have to do to go to the next week or it's over.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see Jay Ajayi handle the ball more times tomorrow than he has in any other game this season, except, of course, when he had the big game with the Dolphins, ironically enough, against the Falcons and ran for 130 yards.
Merrill, give us a matchup or an aspect of the game tomorrow that you really like.
Well, I think Lane Johnson against anybody. The one who could be coming at him is Vic Beasley, and he's tough.
Mm-hmm.
But Lane Johnson's had a tremendous season. He has been he's been right up there with the best. I think that he's third in terms of giving up sacks and pressures. But if you look at the fact that he's had 100 more plays than the guys who were ahead of him, he's really been the best in the league at his position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good. That's why he's first team, you know, all pro.
That whole side of the line, including Kelsey, Brooks, Johnson, both pass blocking and run back. And that side line has been terrific all year.
Absolutely.
I'll give you another area that I like. I like the whole left side of the Eagles' offensive line against the right side. I mean, the left side of the Eagles' defense against the right side of the Atlanta offensive line.
Yeah.
I don't think they're very good there.
Right. Well, they're not good at the guard position. Very, very shaky, as evidenced by just a lack of athleticism in the game against the Rams and a lack of toughness and an ability to stay on blocks. But, Merrill, how much is it going to help this Eagles team to have Stefan Wisniewski back at left guard for us?
I think it's good, and I think that Doug was smart in letting him play the whole game against the Dallas Cowboys to show that he is 100%
right.
healthy. I think that's a big factor, and
right.
I think the fact that that Ajayi is rested, that Ajayi didn't even dress for that game. I think that's big. And
yeah.
you take guys like Blunt. Blunt is a power back who can get you some tough yards, and you have Corey Clement, who's a terrific change of pace. I'll give you another area that nobody's spoken about much. I think that when the Eagles lost Darren Sproles, they lost a Hall of Fame football player. And Kenyon Warner has come in
guy.
And done he's done a very nice job, but in the last 6 weeks or whatever, he hasn't really broken anything. And I think tomorrow he's going to take a punt back, you know, for 20 or 30-plus yards. And if he does some of those things, I think that's going to be a big, big positive for this team.
Merrill, is this the fastest defense that the Eagles have faced this year?
Boy, that's tough to say. I think they're fast. Are they the fastest? Boy, at the time, at the time, I think Kansas City was pretty tough out there. But it might be.
Yeah.
But I don't think they're a defense that. I mean, let's look at the people they have. The guy to watch, as I said, is Beasley. But the corner, they have one really outstanding corner, number 21, Desmond Trufant.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
there's nobody else that I look out there and say, boy, he's all world, or the Eagles can't beat them. They're good. But they're not great.
I agree with you, Merrill. I think it's going to be outstanding tomorrow. It's going to be a little colder than today, which is a nice thing for the Eagles. Windy day. Good day for hard defensive football. And you know those 68,000 people are going to be there in full force.
See, that's the thing. They come out, let's say, and they defer. They get the coin toss, and they defer. And you have Fletcher Cox and Timmy Jernigan roaring up the middle. And then you have the edge guys coming in. You have Vinnie Curry and Brandon Graham. And Long has been outstanding. And Derek Barnett has started to really come into his own.
Right.
I think they're going to give them a lot of trouble. Now, the one non-factor, and I hear people bring it up all the time, Matt Ryan is returning home. And he's going to really want to do something before his family and friends. You know, when Matt Ryan first came back here and played at the Link as the first time as a professional, that might have been cool. That might have been a little something that he thought about, but Matt Ryan has been around. He's not worrying about his family, his friends. He's worrying about winning for the Atlanta Falcons. So you can throw all that coming home stuff out as a positive factor for them. Doesn't mean a thing.
All right, one last thing, Merrill. I think you, if you don't already know this, you will be delighted. Tomorrow, the Eagles wearing the green jerseys and the fast white pants.
Oh, that's good. As
See?
Long as they don't wear the slow green pants. But you know, I do like.
I saw the announcement.
I like that black. The black when they're black knights of the school kill.
I know.
That look.
I know you do. But I saw the announcement of the pants. I thought, well, this is good. Merrill will be happy.
That's good.
So,
I'm happy.
Merrill, it's a delight. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow and listening to you and Mike Quick call the game, Howard Eskin on the sidelines, right here on 94 WIP. It is always an honor, my friend.
Hey, love listening to you all the time, Glenn and John. You've done a great job. You and Joe have a show that I never miss.
Wow. Thank you, Merrill.
Be well. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, guys.
All right, there you go.
Bye.
The great Merrill Reese.
Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.